Today's program is brought to you by the International Culinary Center, offering courses that range from classic French techniques in culinary, pastry, and bread baking to Italian studies to management, from culinary technology to food writing, from cake making to wine tasting. For more information, visit culinarycenter.com.
Hey, 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 I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello, this is Joshua David Stein from Joshua David Stein's Variety Hour, Half Hour. Welcome to our show. Tonight we are discussing one of the most important questions that I'm sure keeps all of our listeners up late at night, and that is the primacy of Montreal bagels versus New York City bagels. And both cities, as we know, are bagel cities, but one bagel must reign supreme, and we will duke it out tonight. But as we always do, we start the evening with a food poem in an English accent. Normally, there's a theme song that I pre-recorded, but I've got a new phone, so I'm just going to sing it tonight. It goes like this. Food poem in an English accent. Tonight's poem comes from London, England, pre-recorded on my voicemail by my good friend, Benji Lagnado. Benji?
Hello, this is Benji Lagnado from London, England. The Bagel by David Ignatow. I stopped to pick up the bagel rolling away in the wind, annoyed with myself for having dropped it, as if it were a portent. Faster and faster it rolled, with me running after it, bent low, gritting my teeth, and I found myself doubled over and rolling down the street, head over heels, one complete somersault after another, like a bagel, and strangely happy with myself.
So I think in that poem, thank you, Benji, by the way, I think in that poem we really get to the magic of a bagel, which is it's circular, it's both an invitation, it's a system, it's a self-contained world. Our first guest, or really the moderator, is Helen Holliman, who is the editor-in-chief of Munchies, which is the food vertical, I think is a term for Vice Magazine's food content. And Helen is the one that commissioned this face-off between me, Joshua David Stein, representing New York City, and David Hedy from Montreal, representing Montreal. David, are you there?
I am here.
Hello, David enemy.
I think we're all kind of on the same side, to be, you know, honestly. Anyway, hello, Joshua. Hello, Helen.
Well, I don't know about in Canada, but we have an adversarial justice system here where you have the prosecutor, you have the defense, and you have the prosecutor. I think in Canada it's inquisitorial. David, is that right?
Is it inquisitorial? I mean, this is hard. I used to be a lawyer, in fact. I mean, it's basically they both you know stem from the same British tradition, Anglo tradition. So I think that.
Okay, good. Well, in the interest of fairness, so we're all on the same page, Helen is going to serve as a moderator tonight, sort of the impartial party. I will be taking the side for New York, naturally, and David, you will be taking the side of Montreal. Helen,
all right.
Why don't you kick us off and frame the debate?
You can't choose a moderator, first off. Anyway, there's no impartiality immediately, I think, when you choose, you know. Anyway, but that's okay. Okay, basically, so you want me to, okay, and I should say that I had a New York bagel this morning.
No, David, objection. Helen, you start us off, then David, yeah. you take it. But Helen has to frame the debate first.
I think we have to rewind the tape and start by saying both of you need to articulate the difference between the two. Because there are very specific distinctions. It's sort of like I'm from Texas, talking about Texas barbecue versus Kansas City barbecue is just a whole nother great deluge. So, right. David, please articulate what is a Montreal bagel.
Oh my God! Okay, what is a Montreal bagel? It is something. I think. Okay, it's simple and it's honest and it's clean and it's pure and it's hot. And I think it elicits like a feeling of life.
Objection. Can you stick to the facts on this one, David?
Okay. You want to stick to the terms you're saying?
Yeah, just it's wood-fired.
It comes out.
Yeah. just it comes a technical
out of the oven in front of you. It's wood fired. It's small. It costs less than a dollar. You eat it immediately on its own, and it's warm and it's comforting and it's simple and pure. And it comes with, there's no hundreds of cream cheeses. There's no, you don't have to put a bacon egg thing inside of it. It's self sufficient. It lives on, it's unto itself. You know. So there you go.
I'm just gonna also jump in here as in the role of the host. It's also usually wood fired, right? And it's boiled in honeyed water. Those are two signature kind of features, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. If you want to go into the actual, yes, the you know, the preparation, the cooking of it, yes.
And as you mentioned, that it's smaller, and normally, I think, the hole is a little bit bigger.
I guess the hole is, yeah. I mean, there are some New York bagels which don't, you can't even look through the hole, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct in that, sadly. as far as the New York bagel, I think the general terms, Your Honor, are that it's breadier than a Montreal bagel, it's generally larger, the hole is generally smaller, and it's not wood fired. I mean, that doesn't exist. And I think importantly, it's usually served with something in it. So it's rare to have just a New York style bagel, plain, not sliced. It's bagel.
That's
like
true.
In my experience, it
That's
is pretty
crazy.
True.
That's crazy. That's like when you go to a pizza shop and they're like, "Oh, we have three kinds of dipping sauces," and those are the shops they stay away from because they don't understand. They know that their pizzas aren't good.
No, like the difference. I don't even think you can compare dipping sauce to pizza to cream cheese to a bagel. It would be if you went into a pizza shop and they said, and you would object to the fact that they said, "Oh, well, we have three different toppings. We have pepperoni pizza, we have pizza margherita, and we have, I don't know, quattro stagioni or whatever." I mean, the toppings are an integral part, or even if they're...
No.
Integrals.
No,
are,
see, do you like a cheese slice? The sort of cheese slice has to be sort of like the flagship representative like slice of any pizza shop?
Yeah, but what you're arguing for is just a flatbread with no sauce and no cheese. Let's get back to bagels, David.
In case anyone is wondering why this actually came about, let's backtrack slightly. So I actually asked David to write an article about why, you know, Montreal bagels are great and maybe why New York bagels aren't. And then I asked Joshua to write why New York bagels are great. And so thus this feud has come about.
It's really sprung up. David, I think you're... I just object, I think, on a fundamental level to say that adding the addition or even the fact that a New York City bagel can accommodate such a multitude of toppings of cream cheeses that can be a welcoming embrace for so many different tastes in any way sort of detracts from the inherent quality of the bagel. It seems like you're saying that the smaller the system and the more prejudicial it is, the better the system is, whereas I think that's a deeply undemocratic stance to take.
I mean, you know, a New York bagel probably tastes amazing when you're stoned and, like, you know, you're sitting in the Bahamas or something as well.
Objection,
like,
ad hominem.
But it's not about the bagel. So, yeah, I mean, it's this morning was there, like, apple cinnamon cream cheese and, like, blueberry lox cream cheese. It's, you don't know.
Where were you? Where were you?
We're not having the same language here. This is...
but do you really think that the idea that a bagel can contain multitudes is a mark against the bagel? I mean, do you, you know, I guess what I'm saying is, does it reflect poorly? Sorry, go on.
It's not that it can. We can put the schlop on a Montreal bagel as well if you'd like, and it will be able to, you know, within it sort of hold, not as much, but less of the many things you have on offer. But it's that, it's not. I mean, you're really coloring this containing the multitudes. You know, it's very flowery language, but ultimately, you're just using the bagel to put other things into your mouth. You could put a cracker. It's not about the bagel. It's about, you could have a cracker, a Melba toast. It could. I mean, look, it is bread, so you're using bread. You're just using bread to put like butter in your mouth.
Except what happens
you might have food and cream cheese.
What about just bagel with butter on it? This is the one thing I'm as. the, you know, judge in this case. I'm kind of wondering, like, in New York, if you go to Issa Bagel, if you go to...
Absolute Bagel?
Absolute. You go to, you know, Hot Kitchen has... Hot Bread Kitchen has bagels as well. You know, if you ask for a bagel toasted with butter, David, what do you have to say to those people?
Okay, if I go there, I say, please, like, very little butter.
Wait,
what ends up happening...
Can I clarify? Do you have buttered bagels in Montreal as well, or no?
Wait, do I have what bagels?
I just don't know. Are buttered bagels something in Montreal, or it's just a plain bagel with nothing on it?
I mean, it's no. You just get a bagel, and that's it. I mean, you buy sometimes some lox or some cream cheese to take home, but it's not like a thing. You don't order a bagel with anything on it. You order the bagels, and they give you bagels.
Okay, go.
That's what happens.
Okay, you can continue.
And so, in New York, I'd have to say, like, please, like very little butter, very little cream cheese, and have to, like, sop it out with napkins before I could put it into my mouth, because it would be dripping. It would be saturated with something, you know?
I think whether or not the butter is dripping out of the bagel has less to do with the quality of the inherent quality of the bagel. But I think what you're really saying is a plain New York bagel can't stand alone as a Montreal bagel can stand alone. Is that correct?
I'm saying that. I'm saying other things. I mean, certainly on its own, it doesn't stand out. And, like, I had a bagel, 9 hours ago? I'm still not hungry? That's outrageous. I mean, the thing is, like, in Montreal, I've had a dozen bagels in a day, okay? And, like, you know, I'm understood to be a thin, trim person. And so it allows you to have, like, numerous little moments of pleasure throughout the day.
But isn't that something inherently... Isn't that something maybe more amiss with how you experience pleasure? That you can experience lots of little chains of pleasure? Each bite of a New York City everything bagel with lox and cream cheese, where every bite itself, not spread out over the day, but within a very, what I think, you know, is what you would call a platonic ideal of the unities of a time and a place and a single action, you get all of this richness.
I'm not necessarily going to ascribe to this your ontology. I think that's like a whole other debate. I think that what you would have to do, you would have to take a bite of your bagel and then chew it and spit it out and then do it over and over if you were to attempt to achieve the kind of pleasure that you claim to, you know, experience when eating your bread.
So, I think we need to move on, guys.
Okay. I think let's move on to the next topic, it's not a topic, it's an argument that you made in the piece. You mentioned that something that was a mark against, a kind of a demerit against New York City bagels, is that you can get sort of like suboptimal bagels in New York City. But I noticed you only talk about one place in making the entire argument, which I think sounds like great. What's it called, if you want to shout it out?
St. Peter bagels.
Right. So you have this one place, which is great, right? But it surely can't be a mark against the ideal of a New York City bagel that less than ideal bagels exist.
I respect that you hit upon this in your response. Who is it? Like, anyway. So the thing is that people in Montreal really won't accept anything less than what they know is best. Like, no one else really attempts. There are a few other bagel places, but there are a couple things. First off, other people don't really make bagels because they understand that there's no reason. It would be an affront to everyone's, you know, it'd be humiliation. And as well, even if you were to pick the best New York bagel, I would put it up against the best Montreal bagel. And I tried to go to Black Seed. You guys said that was very good.
Black Seed is here in New York, and it's a Montreal style, presumably. But do you have thoughts about it?
Well, yeah, I have thoughts about it because I went there and it was closed. It was closed on a Saturday afternoon. And what is this? You go to St. Peter. It's open 24 hours a day, except for one Jewish holiday when just out of respect, you know, cause for the bread.
Well, it was a marathon today, which is a Jewish holiday here in New York.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, no, I guess the last point that I want to just push you on a little bit is you said that also that there are Montreal style bagels in New York City, but not New York City style bagels in Montreal, somehow means that the Montreal style bagel is superior. But I think my problem with that is, like, you know, if New York can devour a Montreal style bagel, isn't that just a signifier of the greatness and the grandness and the entire inclusiveness of New York City, which is not only embodied in a New York City bagel, but embodied in the New York City bagel scene, which can accommodate, you know, foreign powers like the Montreal bagel?
I think, but you've also, New York's also adopted terrible things. You know, just because it's
exactly like the Montreal monster style bagel.
Yeah, but okay, it doesn't. But it's still not a New York bagel. It's still not a New York bagel just because you've attempted to reproduce it, you know, in your own on your own terms, your own conditions.
David, I'm going to have to ask you to make your closing statement. Or, yeah, you make your closing statement, I'll make mine, and then Helen is going to decide?
Okay.
Use your experience as a lawyer.
Okay. Well, what I want to say is basically, I don't even think this is something, this isn't a question that should be sort of approached through language. Like, this isn't something that through words, which you can communicate and convince, because it's something experiential. You have to actually be there and know it. I can't describe a taste or a sensation or you know, this ephemeral pleasure. And basically, I just encourage you to know it. And all this blather. I'm not starting a fight. I'm not starting because I'm calm. I know it's best. You can say what you want. I know it's best. I didn't start the debate. I wanted to write one article that you wrote one. I'm totally fine with, but, you know, it's anyway. That's my closing statement, for better or for worse.
Thank you, David. But stay on the line. My closing statement is just: this is a choice that our readers and our listeners can make between an inclusive system and a generous system, and a closed, impecunious system which focuses on the negative space and on the whole. But David, thank you so much for playing along, and
thank you.
Have a great show. Stay on the line. Helen, take it away.
Well, I'm a very proud Texan, so I can only imagine if I had a gun to my head about barbecue. So I actually think that both are correct, and both bagels are wonderful in their own styles and personalities and attitudes. And we're really just talking about New Yorkers and people from Montreal anyway, right? So I think you're both correct.
Okay, well, I guess I'll take that.
You're wasting my time. You're wasting my time here. Take a stand.
David, thank you so much. Helen, thank you so much. And we'll be back after a short break.
The International Culinary Center is a proud sponsor of the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. The ICC, with locations in New York and California, provide cutting-edge education to future chefs, restaurateurs, and wine professionals. We're proud to claim Dan Barber, Bobby Flay, and David Chang among our honored alumni. This is Dorothy Cann Hamilton from Chef Story. Check out our ICC website at internationalculinarycenter.com.
This is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, and you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
And this is Joshua David Stein. You're listening to the Joshua David Stein Variety Hour, half hour. We are in the middle of the great debate, Montreal versus New York City bagels, which I think, impartially, I think I did win that first half against David. New York City bagels are superior. But we have, this is our segment of a musical guest is here to sing a song or two. There's a theme song for that too, but I don't have it. Tonight we welcome Michael Winograd on clarinet and Patrick Farrell on accordion. They will be playing klezmer, because what is more bagel appropriate than Eastern European Jewish music? But Michael, you wanted to start off with some thoughts you have about bagels.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us, number one. And you know, we're
onto the bagels.
We're klezmer musicians, so we go on the road a lot, and food is really the only thing that takes precedence over, you know, our shows. So we're very, very sensitive to this argument, because we spend a lot of time in Montreal. And so, you know, the back and forth between the Montreal and the New York bagel. However, our worlds were just shocked a couple years ago when we found that there's not only two places that are involved in this argument. I'll hand it over to Patrick Farrell over there on the accordion.
So there's a third place.
No.
It's a very wonderful place.
Yeah.
It's called St. John's, Newfoundland.
They have bagels?
The Georgetown Bakery in St. John's, Newfoundland makes, I kid you not,
the best bagel.
The best
on
bagel
Earth.
In the world.
Yeah.
So maybe both
nobody
David and I are wrong.
Actually beats them. They are actually
they New York style, or are they
no?
Montreal?
They are exactly halfway in between. They are the two of them
brilliant.
Together. It's a
Madhyana, the middle way.
Yes, it's a wonderful Jewish man from New York who opened this thing up in St. John's, and we went in there with our trio and
so many times over the course of four days.
The first time we sat there in the shop having a bagel, and we were like, oh my god, what is happening?
It was
what
experience.
Is happening here?
And yeah,
it's everything that you want a bagel to be.
We got stranded in Newfoundland. We were there for 4 days, and there were two blizzards, maybe going in March or February, whenever we went, I don't remember.
It was god
maybe
telling
not,
you to eat the bagels.
Maybe not the best time to go, but we were already running late for our flight that had been delayed a day, and we still went there, and we each, I think, picked up two.
People from New York City. You.
We picked up each three dozen bagels, I think, or something like that, to bring back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a life-changing experience.
And go on, Helen.
I have a question to ask all of you, because there is one thing we haven't discussed. Uh-huh. London bagels.
Ooh,
oh,
I don't
bagels.
Know from London bagels.
London, Ontario?
No, B-E-I-G-E-L-S.
No. Yeah, London has their own bagel scene, such as Bagel Bake, the beef.
Yeah, salt beef, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other episode.
It's a whole other episode.
Okay,
that's next episode.
I don't know. I don't know.
This is only a variety half hour.
This is the North,
North
American bagel
hour.
When we get the full hour, we can.
Okay, guys, let's launch into some music. Tell us about the song first, Michael, and then let's just hear it.
There's not so much to tell about the song. The style, however, we'll play a couple of traditional tunes, I guess, and maybe we'll play an original by Mr. Patrick Farrell over there on the accordion. And, you know, we play a lot of just traditional Jewish music, you know, and that's where the bagel comes from in Eastern Europe. It used to be more, I think that originally it didn't have as much of a hole.
The man can't stop talking about bagels.
I'm telling you, it used to be more of just a, anyway, I'll take the headphones off so I can play a clarinet now. All right, should we start with the Jacques? Okay.
lovely guys. Let's do one more.
Okay.
Embody the soul of a bagel in this one, please.
From Montreal, or New York?
You have to ask. It's a New York bagel. Can I get some music to sign it, to take us out?
Oh, to take you out.
Take me out. Yeah. This is the Joshua David Stein Variety Hour, half hour. I'd like to thank all our guests tonight in the Great Montreal versus New York City Bagel Debate. Helen Holliman from Munchies.
Thanks,
David Hetty from, Montreal. Patrick Farrell on accordion. Michael Winograd on clarinet. I'd like to thank our engineer, Liz Smith. This is Joshua David Stein signing off. See you next week.
Listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.